I think this next part, letter E, so we're in 2E. It says memorize the tempos of songs and use them to call up that tempo range. Like, for example, when you memorize the Come As You Are by Nirvana, or Free Fallin' by Tom Petty, or Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, or Girls Just Want to Have Fun, I think also by Cyndi Lauper, and Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, are all at 120. And so when you need either 120 or 60 or 240, you can call up that song. So let's just see how accurate I am. You'd be like, dun 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 dagger dagger dun 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 ding dun 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 dagger dag. That's Come As You Are. 2, 3. Let's see. Yeah, I was right on the money. So come as you are. So I can use that not only for 120 but 60 as well. So ding dang dang ding dun dun ding ding dun 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 dun. Let's see. Yep. And then if I need that for 240, it's just like doga dun dega 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 ding 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 ding. This metro might not go up to 240. Yes it does. Dun dega 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 dun dun ding ding dun dun dun. So what would be good is to memorize songs at different, you know, since that covers 60, 120, and 240. Then I might get another one that's, let's say, halfway between 60 and 120, like 90. So before I get a famous song with 90, I know that salsa, the half note in salsa music, is usually between like 90 and 100-ish. So if I just try and think of a medium but on the slow end salsa tune, let's see if I can hear what 90 is before it begins. Like we play this one tune at 93. So if I slow it down just a little, let's see. Yeah, see, I was just about right. So let's get a tune that is serviceable for 90 and also, of course, 45 and 180. Now, it just so happens that my band, the Way Band, the rock cover band, I went through the dance set. I went through my repertoire and organized the tunes by tempo. And if I try and look to see what we have at 90 or 180, I see The Way You Look Tonight is at 92. Like, ding, 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 Sunday, when I'm awfully low. Da-da-dee-da-da. So that's 90. I mean, that's 92. And that, of course, would service the 180 area, too. I have one tune at 182. It's Long Tall Sally, like, well, Long Tall Sally, she's ding-a-ding-ding. Everything Uncle Johnny's old baby. Ding-ding-ding. Yeah, my baby. Ooh, baby. Some fun tonight. So that gets you in the ballpark. So imagine you had a few different reference points. We just did 90. We did like 60 and 90. So that covers 60, 120, 240, 45, 90, and 180. So that's the pretty good range right there. So let's just do even if I only had those two, I won't go nuts and go do lots of examples, but let's say even if I only had those two songs, like the Frank Sinatra one at 90 and the Nirvana song at 120, and I had to pull up, let's say, just choose a random tempo. Here, let's have ChatGPT do a random number between, like, let's say 40, which is kind of the slowest you'd probably play, to 250, to 300. You know, on a normal gig, you probably won't play at 300. So let's just do 250. I went to random number generator on Google, and I did minimum 40 and max 250, and it generated 201. So I'm going to use the tunes to approximate 201. Let's see how close I can get. If I choose the 90 song, it would be Sunday, 94, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 180 or so, I think. And if I choose, you know, to go a little faster than that, like Sunday, ding a ding ding. I also know that, on my list, I'm cheating a little bit. It says Dancing Queens at 100. So, and when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen. So that's my guess, is that's where 200 is. Gun, 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 here I go. Ah, it was too fast. So when you get the chance, oh, Dancing Queen is slower than I remember. You are the Dancing Queen. Excuse my singing, but so it'd be cool to have an array of different tunes so I could pull up. So, but I wasn't that far off. I was a bit faster, but you know, I called it up more or less. But I think this is how drummers memorize tempos. You know, it's not like they memorize every single number, but they can approximate based on famous tunes that they've learned that they know are at certain tempos. I'm going to try one more example. I just did the random number generator again, and it said 135. So I'm going to use my tune at 120, which was the Nirvana. And I'm going to try and speed it up a little. That's my guess. So here we go. And I was just about right there. So that worked out.